find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. Talk radio.
You better believe it's on talk radio, folks. We've been here for quite a while, telling people to get prepared, get informed, get prepared. Don't be scared. How can you be scared if you're prepared? John in New York, go ahead with your question about, I think you were mentioning sodium content.
Right, sodium content, too much salt.
Okay, well, first of all, let's have David answer that question.
Well, some of our products are dried, and they do have some sodium in them. Other ones are just, there's nothing added. There are foods in nature that tend to dry naturally, very nicely. You take a high fruit or a high sugar piece of fruit, it has to have certain preservatives, light amounts of preservatives put in it to keep it stable. I can stabilize animal protein if I make a chemical soup out of it. So every product is unique to itself, but as in sodium, as in salt, we have, most of our products don't have salt in them.
It probably would just be some of the meat products, mostly probably.
Actually, we don't sell a meat product.
Okay.
We sell a textured soy that doesn't require the chemicals. It's a flavored soy. We have soy flavored beef, chicken, ham, and that's the only way we could do this with a straight face. If you really want a product that is like animal protein or meat that doesn't require refrigeration and will last a long time, you could go with like Hormel's Spam and ham. It's quite a bit of chemicals, stuff I don't like, but if you were hungry, you would eat it.
Are you strictly a dried food or
all low heat dried? Low heat dried.
Low heat dried, okay.
All right.
I was also looking into the freeze dried situations.
Freeze drying is a great process. The problem is with it, it's too expensive.
Too expensive, right. And I got two other comments, and I'll let somebody else get in. The other thing with the soy, how do you handle the people that are coming out now with saying that soy is not really good for you? What have you seen?
It's up in the air. Okay. I eat it almost every day, and I don't seem to have any problems.
I'm just saying some of that new health gurus are saying the soy is not as good as they thought it was.
I would tend to say for a while there it was a panacea. Everything about soy was absolutely fantastic. I don't see anything negative about it. It's a great base for flavoring and stuff. And it stabilizes in a can real nicely. It'll live a long time without preservatives.
And the last thing, John, is whenever you can do an update with the guy that did the book, Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse.
James.
And I looked around on the website. I didn't see if you had any more of those books left. I think they're getting pretty scarce.
James Wesley Rawls, yeah.
Correct.
I've had this guy's books out there for 10 years. 10 years. Hey, thanks for your call.
Thank
I appreciate
you, sir.
It. Well, we got a lot of calls here on foodstuffs. Let's take a couple more calls after this break. On the line with me, David Sibley. Are you the chief cook and bottle washer over at Ready Reserve Foods?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, more questions for him after this short break, folks. Think about this. What are you going to do if the lights go out, transportation shut down? What are you going to be living on? Think about that during this break. We'll be right back.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
There is an SMP1. It's the sampler can. This is tasty samples of over 22 great Ready Reserve food items. Sealed in individual packets, simply follow the directions, and you'll have breakfast, lunch, and dinner for two people. It's a sampler can. It's $25.95, and you may want to try the product out, because if you were one of those people during Y2K in 1999 that bought storable foods and were told to eat it, you might have been unpleasantly surprised when you tried to get it down. So call 800-724-2719, extension 112, and get a sampler can for only $25.95, and that'll give you a good idea of what you'll be buying. We don't want anybody making investments in something that, well, you want to rue the day that you're going to have to use this product, folks. Good food made by some people that have been doing this for 33 years. I do believe they know what they're doing. Lonnie in Canada on the Ready Reserve food question. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, John. Hello, David. Thank you very much for trying to, well, basically help us save our lives and those that we care about. David, my question is, I'm vegan and I don't eat soya products, so I'm not really sure what you would recommend from your product offerings.
Yeah. Other than the soy, we have other products. I mean, they're raw foods, fruits, vegetables, legumes. Let's see, I'm trying to think. Dairy products and stuff like that you just normal raw foods that you incorporate into a meal.
So basically just stay away from the dairy stuff and the soya, like just choose the other products and I'm fine.
Right, exactly. You don't have to go with we've only got about four different soy products anyway, and they're just to replace the meat or protein.
Obviously, in a life or death situation, I'd eat a can of Spam. But
yeah, you eat bugs if you have to, but I'm trying to keep you from doing that.
Exactly. My other question is specifically: is do you use citric acid in your products for as a preservative? Because given Colonel Joe's information, which obviously John is very familiar with, that's a concern.
There is some citrates in some of the foods in light amounts. Yes.
Is it listed which one has it and which one doesn't?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I will check that out. It's been on my list to order a bunch of your stuff for 6 months, and I'm now kicking myself in the butt. I haven't got it done yet. So.
All right. Well,
I am going to get it done.
Well, now, and what's the number, though? Did you copy that number down?
I did. Hey, you got me, man. 800. No, wait, that's the Air and Air number.
724-2719. Extension?
I have 116 for the Air and Air number.
Okay, 112 for the food.
112.
There you go.
Got it. I will get this done. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Joe in Massachusetts. Joe, you have a question.
Yes. How you doing, John? Thanks.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. Hi, David. How are you?
I'm fine.
David, I have a problem with a lot of your foods because Alpine Air has all meals in packages. I can't mix different things because I can't see to read them, and I know how you do that. And have you changed that? You know how different... You just open up a package and pour the water in, and I guess this is mixed gumbo or...
We have entrees, yes. Alpine Air does theirs a little differently. Okay?
They have meals.
They have meals, exactly. They're an excellent product. I'm not here to adjudicate them. They're very good, but they're very expensive to the point where they get very cost prohibitive for most people. But that's all they are, meals. We make up foods. We take the food you'd buy normally in the store, the raw food, and make it.
The reason I'm asking, because what does a person like myself do who's in this sort of a situation?
Where you can't see to portion the food out, is that it?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, mix this, and if you have to go out somewhere and you have to leave, you just have these packages where you just put hot water in.
They're convenient as all get out, but again...
I just wish you guys did that, too, because that would be a lot easier, and of course it would be a lot easier for me than I could buy it.
How about a big magnifying glass?
Oh, please, no.
That's the best I can... The way we do it is you make up recipes, we give you recipe books when you order units, and you can go on life as you normally do on your normal daily regimen of food by making the recipes you like. You're not stuck with what's in the bag.
There are times where sighted people are going to have to help non-sighted people because we can't plan for every contingency, David.
Oh, I understand. I mean, he's in a real sticky wicket here. God, I don't know how to answer that. I mean,
well, the answer is simple: that you have a sighted person helping you.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
And you could probably, I don't want to go into exhaustive detail here, but you could probably measure this stuff out with the help of a sighted person and do all of that stuff. This guy has made it so far in his life. You know, he's doing rather well, but it's an inconvenience to say the very least. So, in situations such as that, you're going to need a sighted person to help you. I mean, enough said about the subject. At any rate, how long does this food last? Now, this is packaged in number 10 cans. David, how long can you reasonably expect? I mean, at the very least.
Well, let's explain what a number 10 can is. That's a large, same as a large coffee can, like a big Folgers can, a one-gallon can, mm-hmm. slightly under a 1 gallon. It's double enameled. It's enameled on the inside and the outside so it won't rust or extremely difficult for it to rust. Now, this food will, properly stored, if you don't expose it to extreme heats, will comfortably last 10 years and more. We've seen it last well beyond that. The heat is what activates the food. Like anything, heat accelerates the oxidation process. So, but then after you open it, if you cover it reasonably quickly after you open it and use it. In other words, portion out what you need, put the lids back on them. They have plastic lids that come with them. You can get, we comfortably get a year out of it.
All right. So you can open, you know, that's another question that comes up. Okay, I open up a number 10 can. I'm by myself, or it's just me and my husband. You know, what am I going to do? Well, you just answered the question, because that'll stay good for up to an entire year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. David, I appreciate this very, very much. I mean, this is something that I've wanted to do. I want to make sure that people are not dependent on anybody for anything. And the more that they can prepare themselves. And this is neat because, you know, better a year late than a year early, let's say, than a day late. In other words, you went through Y2K. And you were probably pulling your hair out trying to fill orders and everything else.
Exactly. And those Y2K people, their food should still be in pretty good shape if they have not abused it by exposing it to, like storing it in a tin shed out in the desert. This winter, again, I'm go back to this winter, with what we've just suffered, fuel oil could be impossible to get. The government is so nervous and scared. Don't make yourself vulnerable by not squirreling away something for the winter now.
And there are all sorts of packages. I mean, just some of them. You can get what I call a boogie pack. It's food and gear for a three-person, a 72-hour situation. What's included in that PK-15?
In that?
Yes.
You have to forgive me just for a second, because I don't build them. I'm the guy that gets it all canned. I'm the chief cook and bottle washer. But in and let me look it up here if you don't mind. It's a little clumsy, I understand. It's a backpack, and the 15, the 72-hour survival kit, you'll get biscuits and an apple drink, fruit cocktail, applesauce, dessert mix, mountain stew, Spanish rice, stroganoff, scrambled eggs, vegetable soup, macaroni and cheese, and rolled oats. Then you'll get a portable water filter and container, purification tablets, 5-gallon water container, it's a collapsible one, a small first aid kit, a sewing kit, 4 emergency blankets, portable stove with little fuel tablets so you can heat the food, 2 boxes of water.
So this is totally self-contained. I mean, it could be just you naked in the hinterland someplace.
Well, I hope you wouldn't be naked, but yeah, well, it would help.
I'm just saying, I mean, you got emergency blankets in there, you got a portable stove, you even include the water.
Yes.
So this will sustain a person, sustain 3 people for 4 days, or say 1 person for 12 days. In other words,
right.
It's all self-contained. There isn't anything else you need.
Well, no, there isn't. It's bare minimum, but it's better than going out totally unarmed, yeah. I should say.
Well, I don't know. I've seen some of these reality shows on TV, and I don't like the looks on people's faces as they're eating their protein while it's still scampering around. You know, it's just
and all the legs are sticking out.
Yeah, it's not very appetizing for me. Well, folks, I appreciate your time, David. I really do.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, and thanks for what you're doing. I mean, you've been doing it for 33 years, and I wish you another 33.
Thank you.
All righty, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Folks, go up to the site, rbnlive.com, and take a look at Ready Reserve Foods. We have a big banner on the front page. Click it on. I want you to seriously consider this, okay? I mean, just to give you an idea. Let me give you an idea of a 2-year one person or a 1-year for 2 people. A 1-year food supply, okay? It's called their security unit. It's the same basic supply as the family unit, only half the number of people. It features a handy cookbook, 19 cases of number 10 cans, packed with fruit cocktail, applesauce, apple slices, raisins, banana slices, potato granules, corn, tomato powder, carrot, chopped onions. You get salt in there, instant non-fat milk, regular non-fat milk, pinto beans, elbow macaroni, rice, hard red wheat, whole wheat flour, cracked wheat cereal. You even get some white sugar in there, green peas, cabbage, soup base, shortening, margarine, cheese blend, egg mix, sprouting kit. I mean, this thing is good to go. The price on it, 1-year survival pack, $15.63. You need to call this number right now, folks. 800-724-2719, extension 112. Talk to Ken. He'll be happy to supply with more info.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
All right. Tomorrow, down here in Austin, Propositions 1 and 9, we're talking about the toll roads. You guys down there, it might be a little chilly tomorrow. It's probably about 50 degrees out there today. Wasn't it just 110 the other day? Whoa. But the weather might be a little cool tomorrow, but I don't think we're forecasting any rain down here, so there's no reason not to show up. They said in their communique, dear friends and neighbors, and there's pictures on this thing, so I can't show you pictures, obviously. This is radio. Prop 1 will cost you unlimited tax dollars. It's a blank check. We will pay to move private rail into Perry's Trans-Texas catastrophe. Propositions 1 and 9 on November's ballot will pave the way for Governor Rick Perry and his highway henchmen's plan to toll our freeways and grab over a half a million acres down here in central Texas, including some of the richest farmland in Texas, the Blacklands. Now, you can learn more about that by going to that's too long of a thing. At any rate, here's what they're asking you to do. Come to the rally tomorrow. That's October 8th. It's from 12 until 2 p.m., just a couple hours. It's going to be at the Unitarian Universalist Church in 4700 Grover in Austin. And if you want to reserve a seat, just email Linda at AustinTollParty.com. I'll get that out, AustinTollParty.com. Now, for those of you who love sending money, they said we need some. To run an effective campaign, we need to raise about $70,000. And she says, thanks to the many who gave last week. Keep it coming. Small, medium, and large are the most welcome. You can go to the Texas Toll Party website and donate there. Work the petition. Get everyone you know to sign the statewide petition to stop highway robbery and the looting of our land. Now, you can go to the TexasTollParty.com website again and download this stuff. I mean, this is important things, ladies and gentlemen, because they have this slated for the rest of the country. I hope you're understanding this. I hope you get it. You know, you're probably sitting in Massachusetts right now or Ohio or maybe even Montana and going, well, they're never going to do that up here. Those poor people down in Texas, they got a fight on their hands. No, this is planned nationwide. Okay, how do you think the politicians are going to keep the party going? They've run out of money to spend. They've run out of money. They've got us so far in debt right now that it's unbelievable. So they're searching for ways to do what they used to do, only this time you're going to pay for it. Well, we did before, through taxes, ladies and gentlemen. Every time you bought a gallon of gas, how much of that are you buying now? Oh, that's right. You might not be buying much more. See how all this stuff kind of just fell in place at a convenient time. Let me see. Gasoline sales are down, so that means the tax revenue would have to drop. So what do? They come up with, oh, well, we're just going to put toll roads in. But you know what? The roads you're driving on are going to be owned by a private corporation, and you're going to be subject to their rules. Ooh, not a good idea. So you may want to call 512-371-9926 or go to the website, TexasTollParty.com. Ah, boy. Here's a story I thought about not doing, but I must. George Bush, you want to know where he got his information? It wasn't about faulty information about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. No. George has sunk to the lowest level. He said, God told me to go. That's right. George has been talking to God, and God told me to end the tyranny in Iraq. This is... and I'll do the complete story here, but let me think about this. Did any axe murderer in this country ever get off by claiming in a court of law, God told me to do it? No. I think these people get convicted and they go to jail. But yet we have the President of the United States. And you noticed how the numbers on the total Iraqi dead from, you know, Desert Dust Part 1, you know, leading up to his latest foray here into Iraq. Notice how there are no numbers on dead, the casualties. Isn't that amazing? Oh, and we lost less than 2,000 people for this good democracy freedom deal we're doing in Iraq right now. Yeah, sure. Right, George. Yeah, we're doing a good thing over there. We've popped that country inside out. We've absolutely destroyed its infrastructure. Now there is civil war going on. Oh, and I guess that's the reason why we can't leave, because not enough Americans have been shot up playing policemen over there. You know, when is this clown going to learn? The heat's being turned up on him. Hopefully we don't have to put up with this character until, what, 2008? It's not even 2006 yet, folks. We got a couple more years of this clown. You've seen what he's done so far in his administration. Well, he doesn't have any campaign promises yet to fill. Not that he did anyhow. But now it's just going to be 2 years of lame duck, unfettered assault on America. Guaranteed. Get into this story about how George says that God told me to end the tyranny in Iraq. I noticed George wasn't over there in a street corner with a flak jacket on, getting bullets pumped at him. George, you know what? God told me to send you over there. We'll be right back.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Ewan McCaskill today from The Guardian wrote this story. He said, George Bush has claimed he was on a mission from God when he launched the invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq. According to a senior Palestinian politician, an interview to be broadcast by the BBC later this month, Mr. Bush revealed the extent of his religious fervor when he met a Palestinian delegation during the Israeli-Palestinian summit at the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh, I think this is, 4 months after the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq in 2003. One of the delegates, Nabil Shaath, who was the Palestinian foreign minister at the time, said, President Bush said to all of us, I am driven with a mission from God. God would tell me, George, go and fight these terrorists in Afghanistan. And I did. And then God would tell me, George, go end the tyranny in Iraq. And I did. Mr. Bush went on, and now again I feel God's words coming to me, go get the Palestinians their state and get the Israelis their security and get peace in the Middle East. And by God, I'm going to do it. Mr. Bush, who became a born-again Christian at the age of 40, supposedly, is one of the most overtly religious leaders to occupy the White House, a fact which brings him much support in Middle America. Soon after, the Israeli daily newspaper Haaretz carried a Palestinian transcript of the meeting containing a version of Mr. Bush's remarks, but the Palestinian delegation was reluctant publicly to acknowledge its authenticity. The BBC persuaded Mr. Shaith to go on the record for the first time for a three-part series on Israeli-Palestinian democracy, Elusive Peace, which begins on Monday. Religion also surfaces an issue when Mr. Bush and Tony Blair were reported to have prayed together in 2002 at his ranch in Crawford, Texas. Now, feature this, folks. This godly ballyhoo here, kneeling with Tony Blair and praying? Yeah, sure he did. Oh, jeez. The summit at which the invasion of Iraq was agreed to in principle, Mr. Blair has consistently refused to admit or deny the claim. Mohammed Abbas, the Palestinian prime minister, who was also part of the delegation at Sharm el-Sheikh, told the BBC program that Mr. Bush had said, "I have a moral and religious obligation. I must get you a Palestinian state, and I will." I think the deal's probably been made. Israel probably told him, go kill everybody in Iraq, Iran, Syria, Lebanon, and everything else, and we'll give the Palestinians that property, because then we'll have a whole bunch more we can take. You know, God told me to go kill Iraqis. Yeah. Did God tell you, George, let me ask you a question. Did God tell you to kill the wrong people? Did God tell you, let the poppies go forth and multiply in Afghanistan? Because I'll tell you what, the Taliban did not want opium as their cash crop for Afghanistan. Yeah, you interrupted that little deal. Now we got more heroin on the face of the planet than we know what to do with. We got bumper crops of the drugs over there. But I'm sure that's some of the payoff to you, Mr. Bush. I just... Yeah, God told me to do it. Yeah. Did God tell you who the Israelis really are, George? Or did that part of the transmission become garbled? The militaristic state called Israel, run by the Zionist. And what exactly, which God were you talking to, George? Certainly not the God of the universe that unfortunately even created you. Washington Insider, subway alert is fake terror to distract from indictments. From Wayne Madsen. He says, after it was reported that Karl Rove had agreed to give further testimony to the grand jury investigating the CIA leak, that's the plame deal, Rove's attorney, Robert Luskin, denied his client had received a target letter from Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald, a formal heads-up sent to individuals who are about to be indicted. However, it is being reported from well-informed sources throughout Washington that, one, target letters have been sent to Karl Rove, Scooter Libby, and Ari Fleischer. Two, Rove has agreed to testify and possibly agree to a plea bargain agreement in return for his testimony against other targets of the criminal probe. Number three, Cheney and Bush may be named as unindicted co-conspirators. Number four, Bush's war speech before the National Endowment for Democracy in late Thursday afternoon report that 19 operatives have arrived in New York to place bombs on subway trains are blatant attempts by the White House to divert attention from the impending indictments against the Bush White House. The mainstream media is just beginning to take notice that a Watergate-level event is about to occur in Washington, D.C. Many dogs nipping on Mr. Bush's heels right now, is there not? And rightfully so. And also the Pentagon conveniently comes out with this story that says terrorist letter outlined plan to spread jihad beyond Iraq. The United States has obtained a letter from one terrorist leader to another. It's funny how they can intercept the terrorists, but the mail, but never the terrorists themselves. The question is, where's Osama bin Laden, baby? Oh, he's not important anymore, is he? Well, the United States has obtained a letter from one terrorist leader to another that discusses plans to force a U.S. withdrawal from Iraq, creating an Islamic State there, and then spread their fight into neighboring countries. This is according to the Pentagon officials, the people most interested in continuing the war. A Pentagon spokesman, Brian Whitman, would only broadly, and I'll tell you the reason why after I read you this, broadly characterized the intercepted letter, which he said was written by Osama bin Laden deputy al-Zarqawi to the leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq, Zawawi, to Zarqawi. You'd think that they'd be a little bit more creative. And I'll tell you exactly why they're not going to give you more information. Because by giving more information, you can start to pinpoint this thing and track it back. The Pentagon is not interested in you knowing the facts, ladies and gentlemen. The only thing the Pentagon is interested in doing right now is generating enough force to cause World War III in the Middle East. That is their intention. Whitman indicated that the letter was written in July, but he would not say where, when, or how it was obtained, or who intercepted it. He said the Pentagon is confident it is authentic, but he has not yet decided whether to release it publicly. He said that the letter demonstrates that there is a detailed planning and intent on part of the insurgents in Iraq to one day control that country and to really try to extend their extremism to neighboring countries. It demonstrates to me they clearly understand the importance and significance of the battle in Iraq right now. Yeah, they do. They do. Trust me, they do. What they don't want is a puppet regime over there. What they don't want is the United States government meddling in their affairs. What they don't want is the next time somebody here and the Israelis decide that they don't like a particular leader, well, you X them out. Oh, that's right. Target them for elimination. That's what they don't want. They don't want the United States meddling in their affairs. Period. You know, where are all the stories that how bad the Iraqis were under Saddam Hussein's regime? I'll tell you why they're not talking about that, because right now the Iraqis are a lot worse off under the control of the United States, or the United States trying to control them, that is, than they ever were under Saddam Hussein. They had lights over there. They had running water over there. They had sewage treatment plants over there. They had hospitals over there. They had schools over there. They don't have these things now, folks, because we obliterated it right off the face of the planet, right off the map. Boom, gone. Remember when Rummy was talking about shock and awe? Yeah, let's just go in there and bomb the snot out of them, and they'll submit right away. Let me get off that subject or I'm going to explode. I'm just so tired of this neocon butthead in Washington, D.C. It makes me sick that people are actually sitting around even entertaining that this guy is still president of the United States. In Michigan, and I cover Michigan and the auto industry for good reason, ladies and gentlemen, because that is one of the sure signs of vitality in this country, economic vitality. We're shipping in all kinds of imported cars. No, we're not putting any tariffs on them. No, they've got open. What they're not shipping here, they're now building here, folks. So, yeah, and the money that they make, it doesn't really circulate here in this country. The profits, they go back to the respective countries. I mean, pretty simple. But the big parts organization for General Motors, this ain't looking good for them. 11th Delphi demand, well, there's brutal cuts. It is demanded that 24,000 of the UAW workers accept unprecedented cuts in wages and benefits as part of a last-ditch effort to avoid bankruptcy, according to a UAW memo. The bombshell proposal came as union officials contended that the General Motors Corporation has suspended negotiations with the Troy-based auto parts giant on a multi-billion dollar bailout. The confidential update to UAW members from the union's international bargaining team on Thursday said Delphi could file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy as soon as today. It is clear that in one form or another, there is a restructuring of Delphi forthcoming, and it will have a dramatic impact on UAW members, said the memo obtained by the Detroit News. Delphi's demands to the union are far beyond anything ever asked from the UAW and would represent a historic unraveling of pay and benefits negotiated over many decades. Let me give you a thumbnail sketch of what they're talking about here. proposed cuts and reductions. Delphi says it can't afford to pay its UAW workers their wages and benefits that amount to $130,000 a year per worker. I doubt those figures very much, but we'll leave them go as they say. Here's what they're proposing. Hourly wages. Wages for line workers would drop from an average of $26.35 an hour this year to $10 an hour. Plants at risk. Delphi is already proposing to close, consolidate, or restructure at least 11 U.S. plants with about 11,000 workers. Now, more factories are targeted to lower manufacturing costs. And I'll tell you what's going to happen with this one. If the UAW does not meet their demands, I'll tell you what Delphi is going to do. Yeah, they'll probably file bankruptcy. But under their reorganization, I'll tell you what they're going to do with all these jobs. They're going to send them overseas, folks. That's exactly what they're going to do. Hey, I got a flash for you. I don't know who the president of Delphi is, but why don't you snatch up these 30 million illegal aliens running around this country? Hell, you could probably pay them $5 an hour, and they'd thank you for it. The jobs banks, gone. Delphi wants to eliminate a jobs bank program that pays 4,000 killed factory workers. The program costs the company about $100 million a quarter. Maximum week's vacation? Now, no matter how long you work there, Delphi wants to reduce vacation allowances to a maximum of 4 weeks a year, down from up to 6 weeks right now. Health care and pensions? Gone. Hourly workers would be required to pay monthly health care premiums and higher co-payments to match Delphi's salaried plans. Pensions would also be hit. Holidays? Well, they're going to whack out the holidays, too, down to 10 a year from 17. But, folks, what you're seeing here is the elimination of well-paid factory jobs. And without getting into the argument here about who deserves what to be paid. I used to get in arguments about with healthcare workers being frontline people in hospitals, complaining that a factory worker, just a regular factory worker, made more money than what they did. Well, it's going to stay that way thanks to the insurance companies that you're dealing with. They're called whores, and it's going to continue that way until these hospitals get out from under these insurance companies, start to bill directly to their customers, and hold down the medical cost in-house. Don't ask for anybody outside of your house to take care of your business. It ain't going to happen. But don't worry, folks. We're going to have Hillary Clinton. Probably for the next 2 years, you're going to be demonstrated about health care and how people don't have it, they can't afford it. We're going to have a national health care plan. Oh, of course. After we get in there and trash the system, we're going to give you an alternative. How a U.S. currency crisis could unfold. Imagine going to your bank and wanting to take out, say, $50,000, say half your cash holdings. So you can go buy, say, go out on the market, the money market, and buy yen. Well, the bank tells you you're only allowed to take out $5,000 per month. It's a new law. This would be the same situation for brokerage accounts out there. Sound far-fetched? Argentina did it back in 2002. The Argentina peso collapsed. People wanted to take their pesos and sell it for dollars. The Argentinian government just told the banks, don't let them pull out their money. Freeze the bank accounts. The peso dropped like a stone, and the people with money in the bank just had to watch, and by the way, starve also. There was rioting in the streets, of course, for months afterwards. Of course, you didn't see a lot of that on your news, did you? Sound far-fetched for the U.S.? In the early 30s, the U.S. declared a bank holiday amidst having bank runs and bank collapses after the crash of 1929 and the subsequent ensuing depression. Oh, and by the way, the U.S. outlawed gold holdings then, ordered people to turn it in, and gave them U.S. exchange rate below $30, then soon after raised the gold price to $35, and then turned right around and sold it to England. I get people asking all the time about holding cash instead of gold. Well, the things that just described happen to people like that all the time. Suppose the U.S. entered a dollar crisis where, say, the dollar is collapsing via foreign currencies. say, just for example, against the yen, then millions of people would want to buy the yen. And the U.S. government would probably just say, you cannot take out more than $5,000 per month out of your account. They can freeze your bank account, so you cannot go and buy, that's right, the yen or any other currency on the market. People worry about hyperinflation, but currency crises also come and have come to the U.S. even. And in December, for example, 2004, we were floating with a pre-stage events that could have boiled us into a dollar crisis. So whether it's hyperinflation with a resultant mad rush to buy anything real, or a currency crisis where there is a mad rush to buy any currency other than the U.S. dollar, people with large amounts of cash are asking for big trouble. All the government has to do is freeze or semi-freeze your bank accounts. They've already done this in the past, and I guarantee that if the U.S. were to enter into a real bona fide dollar crisis, they will certainly freeze most bank accounts inside the United States. Take a break, come back, close out this edition of this Friday's National Intel Report.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
In times of emergency, one of the most important resources you will need is information. Introducing the Kato, the KA-007. This inexpensive receiver covers the complete AM and FM bands and most of the worldwide shortwave frequencies. It also includes NOAA Weather Service reception and Channel 2 through 13 television audio. Most widespread emergencies in the United States are weather-related, and with the four-way power system, you will always be able to power this radio. There is a crank handle for the dynamo power, a solar panel on top of the receiver, included AC adapter, internal nickel metal hydride batteries, or it will run on three standard AA batteries. This radio is a must-have for your home, car, or bug-out pack. A year too early is better than a day too late. Don't wait. Order your Kato 007 emergency radios today. Only $45, including shipping. Call 800-724-2719 or place your order at rbnlive.com. Yesterday, Israel predicted that America would impose fresh sanctions on Syria in an attempt to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. Shaul Mofaz, the defense minister, said he believes sanctions would follow publication of the United Nations report expected to implicate senior Syrian officials in the murder of Rafiq al-Harri, the former Lebanese prime minister. I wouldn't be surprised if Syria gets a red card, Mr. Mofaz told Israel Radio. The United States will take action against Syria, beginning with economic sanctions and moving on to others that will make it clear that to the Syrians that their policies do not comply with UN decisions, the U.S. New World Order, or the prohibitions of sovereign states to support terrorism. That is the words of Mr. Mufaz, saying that the policies do not comply with UN decisions, the U.S.'s New World Order, or the prohibition of sovereign states to support terrorism. On Saturday, President George W. and his National Security Council are to discuss America's options on Syria, ranging from tightening existing limited sanctions to military actions. Washington regards Syria as a transit point for fighters traveling to Iraq and a safe haven where Iraqi Baathists to organize and finance the insurgency. With U.S. troops mounting repeated campaigns against insurgents in Iraqi towns along the Syrian frontier, some senior U.S. Officers advocate cross-border hot pursuit operations. Others call for assassinations of insurgent masterminds in Syria. Any action will have to wait the outcome of the U.N. investigation into Mr. Harry's murder in February. Amid a wave of anti-Syrian anger and pressure from America and France, Mr. Assad was forced to withdraw his troops from Lebanon after a presence of 29 years. He reluctantly, by the way, agreed to allow the UN investigator to question Syrian officials. So, folks, you don't think we're going to go into Syria, Iran? You'd better think again. Bush said this the other day during his press conference. We're not leaving Iraq. And he meant it. You think there's going to be a drawdown of troops in Iraq right now? Do you think that they're going to obtain peace by writing a constitution and putting some politician in office over there? It ain't going to happen. What they have done is made a formulation to pop Iraq inside out for all time. There's going to be fighting in that country for years to come. Years to come. Senator gives nod to recruiting older citizens, legislation allowing military recruits to enter service up to the age of 42 and to create a new $1,000, they're giving away more money, folks, your money, $1,000 finder fee for service members who tip off recruiters to good prospects have received tentative approval in the Senate. A package of 81 approved amendments to the 2006 Defense Authorization Bill, unveiled Monday, includes a recruiting and retention plan proposed by whom? That's right, Senator John McCain, and prepared by the Army, that also raises the maximum enlistment bonus, allows people with prior military service to get more than one bonus for joining the reserves, increase the maximum bonus for officers joining the reserves. Senator John Warner, the Senate Armed Services Committee chairman, who submitted the package of approved amendments, said the 81 amendments in it represented those on which agreement had been reached between Democrats and Republicans during a two-month delay in the work on the defense bill. Folks, they're gearing up. Why do you think they're raising the rate here to 42 years of age? They have got to put people in uniform to go fight these wars that they're cooking up in the Middle East right now. No wonder Cindy Sheehan was such a pain in the butt to George Bush, huh? Parked right on his doorstep down here in Crawford, Texas, because Georgie Porgy plans on further bankrupting the country and killing more Middle Easterners. His God told him to do it. That's it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.